can literally make my jaw drop as well, by the way. Literally make my jaw drop in amazement. Dan, tell me any fact, no matter how mundane, and watch my jaw drop.
The capital of Peru is Lima.
Look at that. It's not a lot. You can't often get people who can physically make their jaws drop. Who's there, Nick? Hiya, Heather. Where are you?
Hello.
Hiya, Heather. Where are you?
Yes, I'm outside Edinburgh, Scotland.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to tell us, my friend?
Well, the problem is, I have a horse, and she's a horse that's got absolutely everything, and I'm really stuck for a Christmas present for her.
For a moment there, Heather, Nick and I looked at each other, and we thought you said a horse.
A horse, yeah.
Do you have anyone else in your life, Heather?
Yes, I do.
But you still pamper this horse?
Yes.
Heather, has the horse made a list at all?
Sorry?
Has the horse made a list of things it might like?
Has
a new bridle?
Hasn't dropped any hints? Hasn't money been out and about shopping with the horse? It hasn't said, oh, those are nice, oh, I'll come back and get those. It hasn't said anything like that.
Well, she's just mentioned her normal things, you know.
So what would you buy this horse given free reign of the world? Free reign, thank you very much. Yeah, go on.
Oh, I don't know. Probably a nice kefir saddle or something.
A nice kefir saddle?
Yeah.
Would that be by the good people at Kefir? They make it, do they?
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how much is a kefir saddle? Alice, you'd know this, wouldn't you?
How much is a saddle? No, probably quite a bit, actually, I should think. A couple of hundred.
How much is a saddle then, Heather?
For a good saddle, we're sort of talking about £400 or £500.
£400 or £500.
You want a saddle for a curry comb then, no?
You're not going to...
The thing is, she's got everything.
She would... Is it a mare?
Has anyone ever said...
That's another horse. A stallion.
Thank you very much, Alice. I wasn't going to come round to that, but there you go. It's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? See, a female horse can always find a gift, but a male horse is tough for.
If you were a character in a cartoon, in a comic book, then obviously you just have to go up to the horse and say, do you want anything for Christmas? And it'd say nay, and you say, that's all right
by me. Hey! Or if you were Nick Hancock getting it, if you want the old ones, that'd be fair.
Yeah, but he gave me something for free, didn't he?
That's very good, very good. Heather, you don't love your horse enough then to give it £400 or £500 worth of goods?
No, I'm afraid not. No, the budget doesn't go that far.
Mm. What did you get her last year?
I think last year I got her a head collar and a rug.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Heather, I'm thinking along those lines myself, but nobody's taken the hint, I don't think.
Heather, you know you were saying that your horse had everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a guitar it doesn't want.
No.
Oh, never mind. It was just a thought.
How do you get the horse to express if he is pleased with a gift or if she, you know, what's been the best success you've bought the horse so far?
Well, normally food. Food goes down a treat with her. She loves her carrots and her apples and...
What's her name?
Shelley.
Do you actually, I mean, be honest now, tomorrow morning, would you actually feel a little shamefaced, a little abashed if you have to go into her? She lives outside, does she?
Well, no, she's in her stable during the night.
Yeah. And if you have to go in the morning, say, Merry Christmas, Shelley, and you haven't actually got anything, you're going to feel rotten, aren't you?
Oh, sure, of course.
This is bizarre. Yeah. And how old is Shelley?
Shelley's 15.
15? That's quite old for a horse, isn't it?
Well, middle-aged,
isn't it? They go
about 40-year-old in human life.
Mm-hmm. Is Shelley the sort of horse that, you know, will, on Christmas morning, come into your bedroom at 4 o'clock and start trying to wake you up and stuff like that?
Well, it'll be quite hard because I stay quite a distance from her.
You don't love this horse at all. You sleep apart from her, you won't spend £400 to £500. Does she like music?
She does, yeah.
Which music?
Well, I played Christmas carols to her yesterday, and she seemed to enjoy that.
Wasn't
there a tremendous difficulty sliding in behind the wardrobe to look for the presents, wasn't it?
No, I think we've exhausted the whole show. I think we might have done, or even done any. John, where are you?